This segment is sponsored by Centered Marketing Group. Is your website stuck in 2005? Let's fix that. Centered Marketing Group builds sleek, professional websites. Just $500 down. Stand out. Sell more. Elevate your image. Visit centeredmarketing.com.
Hi everyone, it's Kylie here with the Ag Center News, bringing you this week's Ag Highlights. California hit a record high last year. Our state's Department of Food and Agriculture reports farmers and ranchers brought in about $61.2 billion worth of commodities in 2024, which is nearly a 4% increase from 2023. Dairy topped the list, followed by almonds, grapes, cattle and calves, lettuce, strawberries, pistachios, tomatoes, carrots, and broilers. These ratings show the strength and diversity of California's ag economy, which feeds not just our state, but our nation. On the policy side, 14 House Republicans are pushing it back against the Save Our Bacon Act. They've asked Ag Committee Chairman G.T. Thompson to leave it out of the Farm Bill. The act would override the state laws on livestock production, like California's rule requiring pork sold in the state to come from farms that meet basic housing standards. Lawmakers say that keeping these rules in place protects states' rights, animal welfare, and the independence of U.S. agriculture. And internationally, the U.S. and India are working to ease trade tensions. Two teams of officials met in New Delhi last week after the U.S. imposed a 50% tariff on Indian goods, which is currently the steepest in Asia. These discussions are expected to shape the future of U.S. and Indian trade relations as both sides look for a compromise. That's it for this week's Ag Highlights. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you next time right here on the Ag Center News.
Want to get your brand in front of California's agricultural community? Sponsor a segment like this on the Ag Center News. Reach growers and industry leaders with your message. Contact us today to secure your spot.